I want you to take your Bible tonight real quick and go over the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4. I'll tell you what, if you'll listen quick, I'll preach quick tonight. Y'all believe that? Some of y'all don't believe that. I've pastored you too long, y'all know better, don't you? Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4, I'll ask you to stand one more time while we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. And as I prayed about what to preach, and today being as we celebrate Pastor's appreciation, I thought with the Lord's help tonight and His direction that we would preach on what my job is. I always tell you what your job is, but let's see what the Bible says about my job tonight as being your pastor. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. You can be seated tonight. I think every Christian ought to ask themselves from time to time, what is our responsibility for the Lord? What is our job? What are we supposed to do? And there's times that I roll over in my mind as the pastor of this church tonight, what is my job? The word bishop and pastor and elder, they're interchanged a lot of times, and especially in the New Testament scripture, and that, as we call a man a pastor, one being an overseer, one being a shepherd, one having wisdom. And tonight, and we can look at the qualifications of a pastor in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, but I will forego those tonight. But as I looked at this and thought about my job as your pastor tonight, that's actually a great big job. I mean, it's a big job. I'll be honest with you, because I'm getting way ahead of myself. But if you go to the book of Hebrews over there, he talks about obeying Him that have the rule over you, for they watch for your souls. Tonight, my job is to watch for your souls tonight. It is to try to get folks saved. I understand that. But I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot of men that want to preach and be called a pastor. But when it comes to pastoring, there's far more to pastoring than just preaching. But first of all, number one tonight, in my job, believe it or not, if you look in verse 2, he says to preach the word. My job tonight is to preach the word of God no matter what. My job is to preach. But it's to preach the Word of God. It's not to preach what I think, but it's to preach what the Word of God has to say. Because within this book, you'll find the light and the wisdom of God for your life and for mine. What did He say? That all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's probable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And so we know that it's this book that has to be preached. It's this book. You know, the only thing that God esteems above His very name is His Word. He believes and knows that His book can make a difference tonight. And I believe it can make a difference in your life tonight. Why do you think I preach it like I preach it? Listen, I'll never forget. I went and preached revival one time for Brother Marvin West. Not this one, but the other one. Amen. He was far older than this one. But I remember by the second night, he gave me one of the greatest compliments that I believe that I could have ever received. And he always sat behind me when I preached. Now, that always made me nervous. Amen. I don't like preachers sitting behind me while I'm preaching. I don't know if they got a gun in their pocket or a spit wad shooter. I don't know. But I'll never forget when I got done preaching that first night, and we come in out of that second night, he said, "I see exactly what you are." And I thought, "Oh, I don't know what this means." But he said, "You're just a plain Bible preacher." I believe that's one of the greatest things and one of the greatest compliments that anybody could ever give me, and that was simply being a plain Bible preacher. He said, preach the word. Hey, listen to me tonight, preachers. When we got them in here tonight, the only thing that's going to make a difference in folks' lives when you stand up and preach is the word of God tonight. You can tell them all you think. You can give them all the psychology you want to give them, but it'll never change them. But when you stand to preach the Word of God, friend, and in that, the power of the Holy Spirit of God, it'll make a difference in their life tonight. Amen? Made a difference in mine. It's made a difference in folks sitting in here tonight. I watched the Word of God do it. You're in. And you're out. It changes folks. So Paul told Timothy, who was the pastor at Ephesus, he said, preach the word. My job is to preach. Whether you like it or not, my job is to preach the word of God. Whether it can make you smile, make you cry, make you mad, whatever it does, I'm not to change. Paul said, for I have not shunned, I do declare unto you the whole counsel of God. Paul said, I've preached it all to you. I believe tonight that I am to preach the Word of God, the truth of God's Word, a King James Bible tonight, and tell the truth. He said, be instant in season and out of season. I believe tonight that there's going to be times that I come in here to preach and I'm not going to feel like it. There's going to be times that, listen, the glory bumps are not going to be running. There's going to be times when it seems dead and dry. There's going to be times when I don't physically feel like it. He said, to be instant in season and out of season. Sometimes it's easier to preach than others. Sometimes the glory rolls and liberty is great. And boy, I'm telling you, and it just seems like God comes down. Hey, that's in season. But there's times when you don't want to be here and I still got to preach to you. There's times you come in here and you're tired and you're dragging and life just ain't good. I've still got to preach. I've got to be instant in season and out. I got to move as God says to move. I'm talking about my job tonight. And then he said to reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long suffering, and that's in my preaching tonight. Reprove means to charge or blame. Rebuke means to reprove or to admonish. They basically mean the same thing. But then he said to exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. It's easy to reprove and rebuke somebody. But boy, sometimes it's awful hard to exhort. Why do you think he said to do it with all long suffering and doctrine? In other words, that's what he's taught. I am to, not only if you're doing wrong, I'm to preach against what you're doing. You know, I learned something from my pastor years ago, and I remember him telling me this. And I was just a young preacher, and I remember talking to him about how do you deal with problems in the church and so on and so forth. He said, son, sometimes you just preach on it. I said, you preach on it? He said, yeah, sometimes you preach on it, and people just get it. That's why we preach the Word of God, ain't it? That God takes it and He works it into your heart, and if there's something going on in your life that don't need to be there, it's the Word of God that does the work. Amen. I know that sometimes the pastor might have to come and talk to you, but I like it when the Word of God affects your life and affects your heart. And we reprove and we rebuke and we warn about sin and we encourage in that to do what you're supposed to do. He said to exhort with all long-suffering in doctrine. You know why he said long-suffering? I'm hard-headed. I have a hard time getting some things sometimes. You know what? Sometimes you don't get it either on the first go-around and on the second go-around and maybe not even on the third go-around. But he said to exhort with all long-suffering. Lift up. Encourage, and that with all long suffering and doctrine. Doctrine is that which is taught. He's talking about sound doctrine tonight. We do all that because if you look, he says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Why? In verses 3 and 4, he said, for the time will come when they not endure sound doctrine, but shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. After their own lusts, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. That's why we preach. It's to keep you in the truth. It's to keep me in the truth. To warn you of what's going on. He says, watch. If you go down here in verse 5, but watch thou in all things. What are we watching for? Well, I'm watching for the enemy. You know that I'm watching for the enemy in my life to start with. You know that the devil wants to affect me as much as he wants to affect you. Oh, what was it? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, a walk about seeking whom he may devour. What did he tell Simon in Luke chapter 22? Simon, Simon, Satan desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. You ever watch him sift wheat? You ever watch them just take wheat apart? You ever watch them destroy all that to get? Listen, you have to about destroy all that to get to where it's going. And listen, if Satan can destroy you, he said, I have to watch for him in my own life. I'm not any better than you, but I'm going to tell you something. There's ramifications if I fall out of the ministry. Amen. You got to realize that tonight. I'm not even better than you are, but I am in a position tonight that everybody's looking at and everybody's watching. Amen. I've got to watch for him when he's trying to sneak into your life and sneak into your home. Weasel in between the husband and wife, and weasel in between mom and dad and the children. I got to watch for him to not be weaseling in between me and you. Because I'm telling you, if he can get you against me and me against you, this church ain't going nowhere. I'm to watch for him in my life and in your life. He said in Hebrews 13, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. I watch for your souls tonight. I pray for you and try to instruct. And you say, well, listen, that's what God put me here for, is to try to help you tonight. My job is to watch for false doctrine not to come in, and to watch if it does, and that to drive it back out. If sin shows up in your life, then I'm to preach against it. Would you not want me to tell you the truth? Do you not want me to tell you the truth? If you're driving down the road and there is an open pit in the road, do you not want me to stop you and tell you that there's a pit in the road? Or is it going to offend you for me to tell you that you're on the road that you're fixing to get hurt on? Just tell you the truth. He says endure afflictions. There's trouble and pain and afflictions that come with this job. Over the years, I'm not sure if I would have really known all the disappointments and discouragements that come with it. I'm not sure that I'd probably still wanted to do it. I think God put me here, but I'm going to tell you, nobody never warned me about that. You always look at the joyful times, but I'm going to tell you, there's afflictions that come in the ministry tonight. One, Satan's out to get you. You have to understand that. The Apostle Paul over there, he talked about the messenger of Satan that come by to buffet him and to beat on him. Listen, people let you down. The afflictions that come and that from the brethren. I mean, it's just a multitude of things. But he said endure afflictions. And so you know what that means? We just keep on going and doing what we're supposed to be doing. And we do it to make the best of where we are and keep on serving the Lord. Let me tell you to do the same thing tonight. When Satan comes and he tries to get you to quit, I'm just telling you, you just endure the affliction, whatever it may be, the worry, the concern, the problem when people's against you. You just keep on going and serve the Lord. He said to do the work of an evangelist. As I studied this, I thought about, am I really doing that portion? The work of an evangelist, that means to evangelize. That means to go win sinners. That's exactly what it means. It means to be a soul winner. And, you know, I've made this statement before over the years. I'm afraid that instead of being fishers of men, we've just become keepers of the aquarium. And I'll be honest with you tonight, I don't want to be that way. I don't want to be a keeper of an aquarium. I want to be fishers of men. I know there's a church here and a pastor. I understand that. How about my job? I is to not only do the work of a pastor, but it's to do the work of an evangelist. I believe I need to preach like one from time to time. In other words, with a little bit of fairness about me. But I believe I need to tell the gospel message, how that Jesus came and died and rose again that he might save sinners. Amen. I believe that needs to be told. But I believe it just don't end here. It needs to go out there. When he says do the work of the evangelist, he's just not talking about a preacher evangelist. He's talking about an evangelist of one who wins souls. What did the Bible say? He that winneth souls is wise. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. It is the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection that saves sinners tonight. That's my job. Well, you all are getting this in record time because I'm fixing the clothes. Then he said, make full proof of thy mission. They ain't even no chicken over there, Zeke. So I'm trying to hurry for no chicken. He said, make full proof of thy ministry. You know what that means? Doing what I'm called to do. Doing it. Boys, I'm going to tell you, if you're called to preach and you need to preach, do it. Make full proof if you need. You know what he said about to Archippus in Colossians chapter 4? He said, say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. I'm to do my job. Whether you like it or not, I'm to do my job. I think I'm to preach. I'm to be instant in season, out of season. I'm to reprove and rebuke and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. I'm to watch. I'm to endure afflictions. I'm to do the work of evangelists, but I'm to make full proof of this ministry. I'm to stay faithful to God and do my work. And at the end of the day, I'll be honest with you, I hope I can say like the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, he says, be ye followers of me even as I also am of Christ. You hope that you can look at somebody and say, do what I'm doing because I'm following Christ. Well, that's a big statement right there. Can we say that? Can we look at somebody in our home, in our family, on the job site, in the church, and say, be followers, follow me, even as I follow Christ? I would like to think, as your pastor, that I can make that statement and say, follow me as I follow Christ, because that's what we want to do tonight. Whatever Christ wants out of us, that's what we want to do tonight. Be faithful. And let's bow our heads across the house.